Whenever you're ready.
Which how good is it when your unit gets 8 turnovers?
Oh, yeah, it's rare. It's a rare one. They, you know, obviously they were playing without some people. The Steelers were, but our guys did a great job. I thought they played hard and they tackled well, knocked the ball out, you know, stripped the ball a number of times. It was really, yeah, it was a rare occasion to get 8.
Finally got kind of the group that you thought you would have, or most of it anyway, to begin the season. Do you see this unit maybe becoming dominant?
Well, back up front, we've got them. You know, obviously we're not going to get them back at linebacker, and we've still been short in the secondary. But up front, we're pretty good. I mean, we thought we would be going in. You know, when we drafted Billy and John, and then we got JP and Frosty, we knew we'd have more depth. But then, you know, losing Phil and losing Rube for a good amount of time set us back, but certainly helped the development of John and Billy. You know, they got a lot of snaps in there. So I think as, you know, as we move forward, it's a good group up front. I think they'll just get better, you know, over time.
Yeah, players talk about emphasizing taking the ball away in practice. I mean, I'm sure every defensive coordinator does that. Yeah. But just what happens in a game like that?
You know, probably like everything in life, there's a good amount of hard work and planning and effort, and then a good amount of luck in whatever you do. So it happens on game day, too. You know, you certainly work at it, but 8 happen very, very rarely. You know, it's hard. The other guys are always good. They're always taught to protect it. You know, the ball is the issue in our game. And so we try to strip it all the time. You know, we just bounced our way on last Sunday.
How do you balance that? I mean, there are times when you know, people try to strip the ball away and they lose the tackle doing so, but it seemed like you guys did both. I mean, when you didn't get the strip, you still got the tackle. And how do you teach that, you know, being able to strip the ball?
For us, we always teach the first man in tackles. He's a tackler. Now, it's a little different on the quarterback in the pocket, because if you're coming from the blind side, you'll always go for the ball. You're going to go for the ball hand, you know. And but out in the field or running back with the ball, the first man is a tackler. Once the tackle is secure, then the next guy's in will try to strip the ball. They'll try to get that ball and pull it out, and you can get it. That being said, you know, players don't always do exactly how they're taught to do it, technique-wise or really even assignment-wise at times. And sometimes they make plays. And you try not to coach them out of plays, but you got to have a discipline. You know, you got to have enough discipline certainly to win. So you walk a lot of fine lines, but players make plays.
How has Billy Wayne's role changed since Phil and
we've gotten to rest him, you know. He was taking lots of snaps early in the year. We've gotten to rest him more, and he's playing both tackle and defensive end for us and doing some other things, too, in other packages. So really, so far, you know, knock on wood, Billy's had a terrific year.
What do you like about him? I think he stands up to tackle sometimes in the nickel. Yeah. What do you like about him in that role?
Well, he's very quick and explosive. He's bright enough and smart enough to, and over time he'll get the experience to get a feel for that role. And he's a big man. You know, he's explosive, so he can penetrate a gap and you know, get the edge on a blocker, which is really the issue. You know, he's a talented young man, and he works really hard at it.
Playing
only 30-some
snaps because you have on a snap count coming back from the injury?
He's still coming back, you know, and we're trying to just rotate all those guys in there and keep them fresh as we can. So I think it'll pay dividends over time, you know.
It's not a conscious effort to limit his snaps because he's coming back from injury. It's more appeal for...
Pretty much right now, he's been back, I think this is his fourth or fifth week back, you know. So we feel good about his conditioning. He kept himself in good shape, you know, even with the injury, but he clearly was not in football shape. There's no way he could have been, you know.
The forecast of torrential rain and winds affect your practice week or game plan?
No, you know, not necessarily. We'll have to just see how the weather, or what the weather does on game day, see how the field is, and that may affect how people call a game, or you know. But in preparation.
On your side of the ball, you just love to react to what you see.
Pretty. Oh yeah. Yeah, all the time. You know, all the time on our side, because the offense can do essentially whatever they want or choose to do. They certainly have. They'll show you things from previous weeks, but they change up enough too. So.
Dick, Matt Starks from the Steelers was saying after the game that you got your guys were cutting their legs out. How do you respond to that?
I don't really know what he means. What?
That's what Rucker said.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what he was talking about.
This comes from a writer over in Pittsburgh, so I didn't talk to Starks.
Yeah.
But he made it sound like it was something, if not illegal, something borderline. I'm not sure what that is.
We don't teach anything illegal, and we don't teach anything dirty, that's for sure. But I really don't, you know, I guess you'd have to know exactly what he was referring to respond to it. So I don't know.
All your young guys you had to use early in the season and still are using. What do you make of that group? Were you a little bit afraid of having to use that many young guys early on? And how do you feel about that group of first and second year guys now?
Well, the entire group, not just the defensive line. Yeah, well, we feel, you know, we've talked about Billy and John a lot. I enjoy talking about them, but I think, you know, they both done an outstanding job. Certainly Craig and LJ and JMJ at linebacker have really gotten a lot of experience for us this year. Craig in the sub package, and now, you know, JMJ starting and doing a nice job. So, and they're good players, you know, they're at the very least role players and certainly starters in some cases. So that's really helped us. And now, you know, Buster's certainly got a lot of playing time and a lot of experience. That's got to help. Trevin's been active almost all year, just talking about the younger guys, you know. And Tashawn's back playing now, too. So all of those things, I think, should bode well for the organization.
From a teaching standpoint, Dick, do you feel like you're teaching college 101? Or
no, not necessarily.
Able to step up the nuance of what you're teaching
them? You know, the off-season program this year helped us some, and as time goes on, obviously, if you can keep the core group together, it's better. You know, it gets better and better over time.
So you've seen obviously all your players had to come in and learn a different defense last year, switched back to the 4-3. What have you seen in T.J. Ward, his growth from last year to this year?
T.J.'s you know, you have a lot of admiration for his toughness. He's a very competitive and tough guy. And he understands our scheme better, you know, and I think he understands it better every week. So, but that toughness, you know, and his desire to play the game and play it hard, I think shows up. He made a couple of really nice plays last Sunday, you know, knocking the ball out and big plays for us.
Plays this week. What does he bring to their offense, and how does it change their game?
They're a very talented football team, you know, and he's a huge talent, extremely fast, faster than faster than players generally have a feel for. So you got to have an edge on every defense, but he can outrun your force, you know, and still turn the corner and gain yards. So you definitely don't want to see him in the open field. They'll use him out of the backfield to catch the ball. They'll flank him out as a receiver. So he brings, he's a very dynamic player. I don't know if he was the first pick in the draft, but he was a top five? Yeah. And you can see why, you know, whenever you see him on tape.
You feel your defense is getting to the point now, it's not just a physical defense, but an intimidating defense. Is it getting there?
You know, you'd hope so. You'd certainly hope so. I think they're they're working at it. The guys are working, and we know we got a long ways to go, and you know, running out of games. So hopefully they can, we can find a way to beat a really good team on Sunday. They, you know, their record's not good, as ours isn't, but they're a very, very talented football team. That's what we see on a video anyway. So.
Has Frosty Rucker met the expectations you had when you guys signed him?
You know, we needed to improve the right defensive end position of our football team, and we were looking for a big run player, you know, in our division that could hold up over there at that position. And I think we've gotten that. I think he's done a nice job in that regard. You know, he doesn't play a lot in our sub package. That's not what we were looking for, you know. But he's holding up there as a right defensive end in our base package.
Do